out meeting with producers and listening to their stories. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota has been doing. She's a member of the Senate Ag Committee.
It's been great to be out and talking to people and getting a feel for how things are going. And, you know, my general sense is that people are feeling pretty, you know, producers are feeling, you know, kind of calm, steady state, but, you know, see some clouds out there. And I know the issues around trade and tariffs and, of course, you know, what's happening with prices is always on people's minds, especially this summer. And, you know, so some feeling that we were able to get some things done that would have been in the farm bill that give folks some additional certainty as they look towards the harvest.
Yeah, absolutely. And really that comes up with the one big beautiful bill that was signed into law here. Hard to believe already a month ago, but we've been getting some reaction on that. What have you been hearing from the producers as you meet with them? And they, you know, kind of go through that 1,000 pages of that bill.
I know. Well, so it's quite interesting. I think that, I mean, clearly a lot of producers were glad to get some of the things done in the big, one big beautiful bill that would have been done in a farm bill. There was a lot of uncertainty because that farm bill was hanging out there and not done. And so I'm hearing that from producers when it comes to sort of some of the ag programs, commodity programs in particular. I also am hearing from producers that are more, you know, specialty, smaller farmers about wondering what's going to happen to some of the policy that is geared towards helping smaller producers.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Wenberg.